Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, V'omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim Chayoveis b'mikra Megillah, Sha'af hein hoyu b'oisei ha'neis. That ladies are chayv b'mikra Megillah because they were also in the neis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi also says in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amad Aleph that ladies are chayiv in Ner Chanukah for the same reason of Afein Hoy Baisa Neis. And also in Psachim Daf Kuf Ches Amad Aleph at the bottom, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that ladies are chayiv in Arba Kaisis because of Afein Hoy Baisa Neis. Taisus in Psachim Kuf Ches Amad Beis explains that if not for the reason of Afein Hoy Baisa Neis, ladies would have been potter in Arba Kaisis. Because since the klal is that ladies are potter from a mitzvah sasesha asman grama, and called the tikkun rabbanon kendei raiso tikkun, so in Chazal we're misakin arba kaisis, really ladies should have been potter. But because of afein hoy baisei anes, so that's why they are mechayev nashim, and that hasbara of Taisvis holds true also for Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah as well. Taisvis by us brings that the Rashbam learns afein hoy baisei anes means sheikar hanes hoya al yodon. That the Iker Neis came through the Noshim. By Purim it came through Esther, by Chanukah it came through Yehudis, and by Pesach it was Beschus, the Noshim Tzidkaniyah, Shebeisei Adar, that they were Nigalu. Taisus argues and says that the Loshim of Afhain, Hoyabeisei Neis is Mashma, that they were Tfeilois, not that they were an Iker, and therefore Taisus learns that it means that Afhain Hoyabesafik, the Lahashmid Velarig, that they were also in this sakana of being destroyed. And also by Pesach, they were Meshubadis Lepari B'Mitzrayim, and by Chanukah, the Gzeira was very much on the women. And therefore, Chazal were Mesakin that the ladies are Chayiv in these three mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, and Dalet Kaisis. The Shaila is, what's the halacha of Avodim in these mitzvahs? We know the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Dalet Amad Aleph, that we learn out lola me'isha, that any mitzvah that a lady's chayiv in, avodim kananim are chayiv in, but any mitzvah that a lady's potter from, avodim kananim are potter. So what's the halacha about these mitzvahs that ladies are chayiv because of afin hoyu b'yisei anes? Does that apply to avodim kananim or not? The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Mehilchus Megillah, that ha'kol chayovim b'kriyosa anoshim b'noshim b'gerim b'avodim b'shuchrorim. The Rambam only says that avodim that are freed are chayiv. So you see from the Rambam, but an eved kenani before he's freed, although he has mitzvahs like a woman, he's potter from mikra megillah. However, the Torah in Erechayim Siman Tofresh Pei Tes says ha'kol chayovim b'kriyas megillah kehanim levim b'yisraelim avodim, and he leaves out the word b'shuchrorim. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Tofresh Pei Tes Sifkot and Beis, according to the Hagav, the Machzis HaShekel over there, says, Mashma b'tor afilu einon mishachrorim. That's Mashma in the Torah, that even Avodim that are not freed are also Chayiv. So how can we explain this Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah? The Beis Yosef over there explains that it should be totally in this Machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosis, how you learn Afein Hoy Beis HaNeis. If Afein Hoy Beis HaNeis means that they were the Iker in the Neis, that the Noshim were Goyrim the Neis, so that's only a Svara for Noshim. That doesn't apply to Avodim. Whereas if Afein Hoy Beis HaNeis means that they were also Bechlal the Sakana, says the Beis Yosef, since Avodim also have a Bris, so they were also Bechlal the Sakana. So the Rambam that says that Avodim are Potter, he will hold like the Rashbam, and the Torah will learn like Taisvis. In other words, you see from the Beis Yosef that that's a Dover Pashit, that La La Me'isha does not apply over here. The only way that you could possibly be Mechayev Avodim is only if they also have the Svar of Afein Hoyu B'Yisei HaNeis themselves. But if Afein Hoyu B'Yisei HaNeis only applies to Nashim, because Ikar Neis Nasa Al Yadon, then La La Me'isha won't help you over here. Why not? The chayr of the beer is that Lola Me'isha can't help you on a chiyuv that Noshim have because they are Noshim, because they are females. A Noshim dike chiyuv can't be learnt out to Avodim. If the reason why Noshim have the chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah, Ner Chanukah, and Dalet Kaisis is because they were Goyrim the Neis, that's not applicable to Avodim. only mitzvah aseh shaloy azman grama, which nashim have, like emuna shiluach hakan, etc., that you can learn out to avodim, because that's not a nashim dekechiyuv. It's just that they're not nismite from mitzvah aseh shaloy azman grama. So ladies have that chiyuv that you can learn out to avodim. Lefi this cheshbon of the Beis Yosef, it comes out beautiful. The hemshach advarim in Tosis by us, dibra maslo shafin hoy boisanes. Because Tosis first brings the Rashbam that it means ikra neis halyo al yodon. Then Tosis argues and says no, it means that they are also included in the sakana. And then Tosis asks, gabe matzah yesh maksha lamali akesha dekol sheyeshne bebal teichal chometz yeshne bekumachel matzah tepekle mitam shehen hoy boisanes. Why by matzah does the Gemara Imsachim Mem Gimel have to learn out that ladies are chayiv because whoever's included in Baal Teichal Chometz is included in Kumachil Matzah, Tepik Le'al Tzafein Hoyibayseh Anes? So the Placey in Simon Aleph, Sifkat and Gimel, asks on Taisvis that, what do you mean that Tepik Le'al Tzafein Hoyibayseh Anes? If ladies would have only been chayiv because of Afin Hoy Bayse Anes, that would only be a svara for Noshim, not for Avodim. But now that ladies are chayiv because of Kol Sheyeshnei Bebal Teichal Chometz, Yeshnei Bekumachil Matzah, so now Avodim are also chayiv. So that's why the Gemara needed to learn it out from Kol Sheyeshnei Bebal Teichal Chometz, Yeshnei Bekumachil Matzah, in order to be mechayiv Avodim. Says the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah in Simon Yodalid that according to the Cheshbon of the Beis Yosef, it's very geshmak, the Hemshech HaTosis. Because first Tosis brought the Rashbam that says that Afin Hoy Beis HaNeis means Ikra HaNeis Hoyo Al Yodon. And then Tosis argues and says, no, the Lashon Af is not mashma like that. It means because they were also Bechlal the Sakana. And then Tosis asks the Kasha that why do you need the drush of Kol Sheyeshnei Bebal Teichal Chometz Yeshnei Bekumachil Matzah Tepekle Atz Afin Hoy Beis HaNeis. Meaning, as long as the Pshat in Afin Hoy Baisanes is like the Rashbam, then you can't ask the Kasha, what do you need Kol Sheyeshnei for? Because, like the place he's timing, there's a big nafkamina that if Alt Afin Hoy Baisanes, Avodim wouldn't be Chayiv, because Ikr Hanes Hoy Al Yodon doesn't apply to Avodim, but now that ladies are Chayiv because of Kol Sheyeshnei, that we can apply to Avodim as well. But now that Tosfos said that Afin Hoy Beis HaNeis means because they were also Bechlal the Sakana, which the Beis Yosef said that according to that Svara, so then Avodim are also Chayiv because they were also Bechlal the Sakana, because they also have a Bris Mila. So now Tosfos says, oh, so now we have a question. So then what do you need Kol Sheyeshnei for? There's nothing more about Kol Sheyeshnei than you have already in Afin Hoy Beis HaNeis, because even Afin Hoy Beis HaNeis is Kailal Avodim. On that, Tosis answers two terutzim. One answer is that Afin Hoy Beis HaNeis would only be enough reason to make ladies Chayiv Midrabanon, but comes along the Hekish and makes them Chayiv Midairaisa. And Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim answers that I would have thought to pater Noshim because of Exer Shava of Tesvav Tesvav from Chag HaSukkis. Since ladies are potter from Sukkah, and you would make Exer Shava Tesvav Tesvav to Chag HaMatzah, is that they're potter from Matzah as well. So therefore I need the Hekish, which says that anyone that's included in the Isser of Achilas Chametz is included in the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So far we're saying that whether or not Avodim are chayiv in mitzvahs, that ladies are chayiv only because of Afin Hoy Beis HaNeis, is dependent on the machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos, whether it means Ikar HaNeis Hoya Al Yodon, or it means because they were also Bechlal the Sakana. However, Lefi Zeh comes out that there's a stira in the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Resh Pei Tes, Sifkot and Beis, brings that the Tor says that even Avodim that are not Mishachrarim are Chayiv in Megillah. It sounds like the Magen Avraham holds like that. And Mitzad Sheni, the Magen Avraham, in Simen Tof Ayin Beis, Sifkot and Tezayin, on the Halacha over there, that even Noshim are Chayiv in Arba Kaisis, says, why? Mipnei Sheha Noshim Hoyu Iker Ba'isai HaNeis, Shebeschus Noshim Tzidkoni Yais Nigalu. Says the Magen Avraham, why are ladies chayiv in Dalid Kaisis? He says, because the Ikar HaNeis Hoya Al Yodon, he learns like the Rashbam. So according to the Cheshbon of the Beis Yosef, these two Magen Avrams are contradictory. Because if Bischus Nashim Tzidkoni Yais Nigalu, so that's only a Svara to be Mechayiv Nashim, not Avodim. So how could the Magen Avraham in Tuf Reish Pei Tes, Sivkot and Bey, say that even Avodim that are not Meshuchrarim, Machayiv and Megillah? To answer up the Magen Avraham, we can say like this. Toysis in Chagigot Taf Bezom with Beis, Divur HaMaschol Lai Soyu Bera, says a Chiddush that Avodim Kananim are Chayiv and Pruer Vu. In the Sefer Zikaron, Oyla Shloime, he brings a Toysis Yeshonim, Miksav Yad, in Baba Basra Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that asks, how could you say that Avodim are Chayiv and Pruer Vu if Avodim are only Chayiv and Mitzvahs like an Isha, and women are potter from Pruer Vu, like the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Samachem at Beis, learns out from the Pasuk of the Chivshuha, that only an Ish that's Darkei Lichbaish is Chayiv and Pruer Vu, but an Isha that's not Darkei Lichbaish is not Chayiv and Pruer Vu. So how could Avodim be Chayiv and Pruer Vu if Nashim are potter? Answers the Taisus Yeshanim that since the whole reason why Noshim are potter from Pruer Vu is only because ladies are not Darkon Lichbaish, so that's only a Svara in women. But Avodim that are Darkon Lichbaish, because they're Zecharim, so they're Chayiv in Pruer Vu. And the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin Mem Aleph Amid Bey says the same thing. Frekta Tureyevin in Chagigon the Avne Miluim that still, even though ladies are only potter because they're not Darkon Lichbaish, and the Svara doesn't apply to Avodim, so what? Since the whole Mekar to be Mechayev Avodim in Mitzvahs is from Lo Lo Meisha, so who cares why Noshim are potter from Pruer Vu? Even though it's because of Ein Darkon Lichbaish, but Seif Kol Seif, ladies are potter from Pruer Vu. So from where are you going to get a Chiyuv for Avodim? The Teretz says that in Taisus Rabbi Kiva Eger in Mishnayis Brachis Parakimol Mishnah Gimel Ois Chav Ches already brings up a Chakira in how to understand Lo Lo Me Isha. Is the pshat that the Svara Chitzayna is that Be'etzem Avodim should be potter from all mitzvahs? They don't have a full Geirus, so Be'etzem they should be potter. Comes along Lo Lo Me Isha, and from there I learn out that Avodim are Chayiv and whatever Noshim are Chayiv. Or maybe the pshat is the other way around. Really, since Avodim have a Mila Utvila, Be'etzem, the Svar Chitzayna should be that they're Chayiv and everything. Comes along Lo Lo Me'isha and patters Avodim from any mitzvah that ladies are potter from. It chisels away from their Chiyuv. I would have said they're Chayiv and everything, and Lo Lo is a piter from mitzvahs that Noshim are potter from. If you say like the second sad, then you can understand very well what the Taisus Hishanim and the Pnei Yeshua are saying. That what kind of p'tur do I learn out from Noshim to Avodim? That's only a p'tur that ladies have, Migzeres HaKosuv, like the p'tur from Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama. But a p'tur that Noshim only have because they are females, because they're not Darkon Lichbaish, that's a svara, that's such a p'tur I can't learn out to Avodim. Memela the Avodim remain with their chiyuv that I have from the Svara Chitzayna. The Tureyevin understood that I have to learn out the chiyuv from Noshim. So then who cares why Noshim are potter? But from where are you going to get your chiyuv? But if you learn the other way around, that really Avodim should be chayiv and everything, and just lolos a piter from mitzvahs that Noshim are potter from, so then there's a svara to say that mitzvahs that Noshim are only potter from, because they are females and they're not darkon lichbaish, such a p'tur, I don't learn now to Avodim. So lefizeh, we can go back to the stira of the Magen Avraham and answer up his words. The Magen Avraham said, mitzad echad, that Avodim Kenanim are chayiv in Mikra Megillah, and Mitzad Sheni he explains Afen Hoye Beis Anes because of Ikra Anes Nasal Yodon, and the Beis Yosef said no. If Ikra Anes Nasal Yodon, that's only a svara for Noshim. That's not a svara for Avodim. And Lo Lo Meisha can't help you on something that ladies only have because they are females. Ikra Anes Nasal Yodon had to do with the fact that they were Noshim. That's not something that's nilmad to Avodim. But if you think about it, we can say that that's only if Lo Lo Meisha is the pshat that you have to learn out the chiyuv from Noshim. But if the pshat is the other way around, that really Avodim, the Svar Chitzayin is Avodim, should be chayiv in everything. Just Lo Lo Meisha tells me to learn out a p'tur, so then what do I care why ladies are chayiv? let ladies be chayiv because of ikra neis nasa al yodon. But since seif kol seif, ladies are chayiv, so from where are you going to be able to learn out a p'tur to avodim? So memela avodim are also going to be chayiv. Because since Be'etzim Avodim should be chayiv in everything, just whatever Noshim are potter from, we potter them with Lola Me'isha. So since Seif Kol Seif, ladies are chayiv and Mikra Megillah, let it be because of Ikar Neis Nasal Yodon. But Lemaisa, they're chayiv. So Memela, there's no Mikar to learn out of Ptur. Another way to answer the Stira and the Magen Avraham, who said Mitzad Echa that Avodim are chayiv and Mikra Megillah, and Mitzad Sheini, he explains, Afin Hayu Baisa Anes, because of Ikar Anes Nasa Al Yadon, is with the words of the Biskarov in Erechin Daf Gimel Amad Aleph. The Biskarov over there clears a Yesaitis Dikha Chakira in Afin Hayu Baisa Anes. Is the Pshat that Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is Misalik the Piter of Zman Grama? Meaning, really, lady should have been Potter from Mikra Megillah Ner Chanukah Dalet Kaisis, because it's a mitzvah saseh drabanon shazman grama, but comes along Afin Hayu Baisa Anes and is misalik the piter of zman grama, and now ladies are chayiv in that same mitzvah that anoshim are chayiv in. Or no, maybe the pshat is that really there is a ptur of mitzvah saseh shazman grama over here, and ladies are pater from the algemein chiyuv, from the regular chiyuv that anoshim have. But Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is a new mechayiv for Noshim. The Mashal, Behemshech of the Shir, we will see that the Behag holds that ladies are only chayiv to hear the Megillah, unlike men who are chayiv to lane the Megillah. Says the Briskarov that only makes sense, Lefi the second sad, that Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is a new mechayiv. But if Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is just Mesalik the Paiter of Zman Grama, and Memela, ladies are chayiv in the same chiyuv as anoshim, it wouldn't be shayach to be mechalik that men are chayiv in laning Megillah and ladies are only chayiv in shmiyah. But if ladies are potter from the regular chiyuv of anoshim because it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, comes along afein hayu b'yisaneis and is a new mechayiv, so then it's possible to say that the chiyuv is a different chiyuv. It's a chiyuv shmiyah, not a chiyuv kriya. Says the Biskirov that whether or not Avodim are chayiv in mitzvahs that are because of Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is totally in this chakira. If Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is a new mechayiv, so then you can't learn out Avodim from Nashim. But if Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is just Mesalik the Piter of Zman Groma, and now Nashim are chayiv in that same chiyuv of Anashim, so then you could learn out Avodim with Lo Lame Isha. Which means that even if you'll say Afein Hayu Baisa Anes is because of Ikar Anes Nasa Al Yodon, but that's only a svara that you can't learn out Avodim from Noshim if the Mechayiv is because of Afein Hayu Baisa Anes. So then it's a Noshim Dikechiyuv, and that's not something that's Nilmad to Avodim. But if Afein Hayu Baisa Anes is just the Siba, why we don't say over here the p'tur of Zman Groma, but bottom line is that ladies are chayiv because they're nichlal in the regular chiyuv of Anoshim. And Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is just the reason why they don't have the p'tur over here. So since ladies are chayiv now in the regular chiyuv, so it's not a Noshim flavored dikke chiyuv. It's the regular chiyuv, like Anoshim. So therefore, you can learn out La La Me'isha to be mechayiv avadim. So it comes out that if we'll put the cheshbon of the Beis Yosef with the Briskarov together, it will come out like this, that if Afein Hayu Baisa Anes means that they were also Bechlal the Sakana, like Rashi and Tosfos say, so then for sure Avodim are also Chayiv, because they were also Bechlal the Sakana, just like Noshim. But if you say Afein Hayu Baisa Anes means because Ikar Anes Nasa Al Yodon, whether or not Avodim will be chayiv is totally in how you understand how Afin Hayu Baisa Anes works. If it's a new mechayiv, so then you can't learn out Avodim from Noshim. It's a Noshim flavored dikechiyuv, and it can't be applied to Avodim. But if Afin Hayu Baisa Anes is just mesalik the piter of Zman Groma, and now Noshim are included in the regular chiyuv of An Noshim, so then you could learn out Avodim from Noshim with Lala. So Lefi Zeh, there's no contradiction in the Magen Avraham. Even though the Magen Avraham said that Ikar Anes Nasa Al Yodon, that's what Afin Hayu Baisa Anes means,
But still he can say that avodim are chayiv, because if afen hayu bayis hanes is just misalik the poiter of zman groma, so then you can learn out avodim from noshim with lala. To summarize, we have a machlekes rishonim and how to understand afen hayu bayis hanes. The Rashbam shita is that it means ikra nes nasal yodon. Rashi and Tosfos say no, it means that they were also bechlal the sakana. We have a machlekes the Rambam and Tur if avodim sheino meshachrorim are chayiv in Megillah. The Rambam says no, and the Tur says yeah. The Beis Yosef says that the machlokes Rambam and Tur is tolui in the machlokes of the Rashbam and Tosfos. If the pshat is ikra neis nasal yodon, so that's only a svara for noshim. But if it means because they were also bechlal the sakana, so since avodim have a bris mila, they were also bechlal the sakana. But lefi zeh we have a stir on the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham in Tofayin Bey says ikra neis nasal yodon, and in Tofresh Peites he says that avodim sheino meshachrarim archayiv, and that we said two mahalchim. One mahalch is that if you learn that lola meisha is a piter, that means the svara chitzayna is that avodim should really be chayiv in everything, and just lala meisha comes and patters avodim from mitzvahs that noshim are potter from. So then, even if the pshad and afin hayu bayis hanes is because of ikar nes nasal yodon, but since saif kol saif ladies are chayiv, so from where are you going to learn out a piter? If you have to learn out the chiyuv from noshim, so then the Beis Yosef is right. You can't learn out such a chiyuv from noshim tavodim if it's because of ikar nes nasal yodon. But if lola is a piter, so then since saif kol saif ladies are chayiv, so there's no mikar to learn out a ptur tavodim, and memela they remain with their chiyuv. The other mahalach that we said to answer the Magen Avraham is with the brisker of chakira in afen hayu bayis hanes. Is the pshat that it's just mesalik the piter of zman grama, or is it a new mechayiv? Says the Biskurov, if it's a new mechayiv, so then you can't learn out avodim from noshim, because it's a noshim flavored dikachiyuv. So that's not nilmat to avodim. But if it's just mesalik the paitev zman grama, and now noshim are included in the regular chiyuv, like anoshim, in the regular chiyuv of mikra megillah, so then you can learn out to avodim with lola meisha. May inyan leinyan ba'isay inyan. The Gemara says, v'amar v'shu ben levi noshim chayaveis b'mikra megillah, Sha'afen hayu ba'isay ha'neis. Tosfos says, Mikan mashma sha'hanoshim maitziyoy se'sacherim midei chayvasa. From here it's mashma that ladies could be maitzi others in their chiyuv, midaloy ka'amar lishmoya mikro megillah. Since it doesn't say that ladies are chayv to hear mikro megillah, but rather noshim chayaves be mikro megillah, it sounds like ladies are chayv to lay the megillah just like men, and therefore they could be maitzi anoshim. And he says it's mashma like that in Erechin, daf bezim and bez as well. Because the Gemara over there is medayek from the Lashon HaMishnah of HaKol Ksheirin Likreises HaMegillah, which it says by us in Megillah Daf Yotes Amud Beis, that the Lashon HaKol is Lasuyei Nashim, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, that Nashim are chayiv in Mikra Megillah, Sha'afen Hayu Ba'isei Anes. So the Lashon of HaKol Ksheirin Likreises HaMegillah is mashma that Nashim are kosher to lend the Megillah. And Rashi over there in Erechin, Daf Gilma Amud Aleph, says the same thing. Lasuye noshim shechayaveis b'mikra megillah ukshereis likreisa ulahaitzi zcharem yedei chayvasam.
However, the shita of the Bahag brought in Tosfos by us, and also in Tosfos in Erechin Daf Gilma Amud Aleph, is that ladies are only chayev to hear the megillah, and his shita is based on the Tosefta by us in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, which says noshim b'avodim uktanim pturin rekriyas megillah. Which the Bahag says, it means that they're potter from leaning the Megillah, but they are chayiv to hear the Megillah. Aye, the Gemara by us says, Noshim chayavos b'mikra Megillah. So the emes is that Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is, by us, that Noshim chayavos nishmoya mikra Megillah, sha'afen hayu b'isei anes. And l'chayra, that was the girsa of the Bahag. Aye, the Gemara in Erechin says, Hakol ksheirin likreises ha-Megillah is lasuye Noshim. That, Tosfos says in Erechin, that the Bahag will learn that it means that they're kosher to lay the Megillah for other Noshim. For Anoshim, for men, they're not allowed to lay the Megillah, because since they have a different type of Chiyuv, they only have a Chiyuv to hear the Megillah, whereas men have a Chiyuv to lay the Megillah, so they can't be Maitzi men. But it means they're kosher to lay the Megillah for other Noshim, who also only have a Chiyuv Shmiyah.
Now the sheet of the Bahag needs a beer. Mehecha teisi, that ladies should have a different chiyuv than men. If the reason why ladies are chayiv is because of afen hoyu b'yisei anes, so they were also included in the nes, why should they have a different chiyuv? So the answer is, like we mentioned earlier in this year, that the Biskarov clears a chakira in how afen hoyu b'yisei anes works. Is the pshat in afen hoyu b'yisei anes that it's misalik the poiter of Zman Groma and Memela ladies are chayiv in that same chiyuv like Anoshim, or no? Really, it's a mitzvah seisha Zman Groma drabanon, and therefore ladies are potter from the regular chiyuv. Just comes along Afen Hoy Baisa Anes and is a new mechayiv. Says the Brisker Rav that the Bahag holds like the second sad, that Afen Hoy Baisa Anes is a new mechayiv, so then it's possible to say that the chiyuv of Noshim is a different chiyuv than Anoshim, because the chiyuv of Noshim is a new mechayiv. It's not the regular chiyuv. So therefore, the men's chiyuv could be Kriya, and the ladies' chiyuv could be Shmiya. It's kedai to point out that although the Bahag says that it's a new mechayiv, still it's mevur in the Bahag over there, in Tosis and Erechin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Avodim are also chayiv in Shmiya. Even a Eved She'enoi Meshuchar is chayiv in Shmiya. Now, if it's a new mechayiv, so then how could you say that avodim are chayiv? After all, the Brisker Rav said that if it's a new mechayiv, you can't learn out from Noshim to avodim. The answer is, says the Kutras Chanukah Megillah in Simon Yud Dalet, that the Bahag over there in Taisus says that afin hoyu b'yisei anes means because they were also bechlal the sakana of lahashmid laregula abed. And according to that sad, the Beis Yosef told us that Avodim are also included because they were also Bechlal the Sakana. So even if it's a new Mechayiv, but that Mechayiv goes equally on Avodim, just like Nashim. Mehalacha, in Simen Tafresh Peites, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Akol Chayavim Mekriyasa, Anoshim V'Noshim Begerim V'Avodim Meshuchrarim. So he says that ladies are Chayiv in Kriya. And then he says in Halacha Beis, Echad HaKeirei V'Echad HaShemeya Min HaKeirei Yotze Yidei Chayvasai, that whether a person laid the Megillah himself or he heard from somebody else, he's Yotze his Chiyuv. V'hu SheYishma MiMishu Chayiv V'Kriyasa, as long as he hears from someone that's Chayiv in Kriya, L'fikach Im Hoya HaKeirei Chayrei Sheikata Nay Shoyte HaShemeya MiMenu LaYotze. If the person who's laying is deaf, or is a katan or a shaita, someone that hears from him is not yaitza. So the first shita of the mechaber only excluded a cheresh katan or shaita, that they can't be the ones to lane the Megillah. So it's meduyik that a woman can lane the Megillah. The yeshayimrim shahanoshim eina maitziyah yisetsu anoshim. The mechaber brings a yeshayimrim that ladies cannot be maitziyah anoshim. And then the Haggah, the Ramah says, v'yeshayimrim ima'isha kaira la'atzma, Bevareches l'shmoya Megillah she'ena chayaves b'kriya. Then the Ramah brings a yesh oimrim that if a lady reads for herself, she should say l'shmoya Megillah because she's not chayiv in kriya, which is based on the sheet of the Bahag that ladies are only chayiv in shmiya, not in kriya. But there is a middle yesh oimrim that says that ladies can't be mitzi anoshim, and that's before the Ramah introduced this sheet of the Bahag that ladies are only chayiv in shmiya. So that means, even on the tzad that ladies are chayiv in Kriya, still there's a yesh oimrim that holds that they can't be mitzi anoshim. Why not? Says the Magen Avraham b'shem the Smag, because since Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah, and by Kriyas HaTorah the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that ladies cannot be the Balkeire because of Kavod HaTzibur, so too they can't lay in the Megillah because of Kavod HaTzibur. And therefore, even for a yachid, they can't be mitzi because of loy plug. So it comes out that we have shtayim sheim shalei shitais. There's basically two shitas: are ladies chayiv in kriya or shmiya? If they're only chayiv in shmiya, then definitely they can't be mitzi anoshim. And even within the tzad that they're chayiv in kriya, still there's a svara to say that they can't be mitzi anoshim because it's not kavod atzibur. It's interesting to note that the whole problem is only alts kavod atzibur, but not alts kol b'isha erva. So the Kaf HaChayim in Siman Tafresh Peites Sif Katan Yud Gimel explains that kol b'isha erva is only when it's a shir, only when it's a song. So you see from the Kaf HaChayim that although when a woman is laning, there are different tones in her voice from the different trup, but still, since
It's just a way of laning. It's just an oifen hakriya. It doesn't have a shame of a shir. It's not a song, and that's okay. And therefore, the smag had to say that the only reason why the woman can't lane for the tzibur is only als kavadat tzibur. Next inyan. The Gemara says, "V'amram Shu ben Levi chayiv adam likreis es haMegillah b'layla v'lishnoisa b'ayoyim." A person is chayiv to read the Megillah at night, and lishnoisa b'ayoyim. We'll see. The Gemara will explain what that lashon means. Shenemar elikai ekra yoyimam v'loy sana v'layla v'loy dumi oli. That Esther said that my Eibushter, I cried out by day and you didn't answer me, and I cried out by night and I wasn't quiet from continuing to daven because you didn't answer me. So the Gemara continues, so they thought that maybe what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant was that you should read it at night and you should learn the Mishnayos of Masechta Megillah by day. That's what Lishnoisa means. Just like there's a saying that people say when they're Maver Sedra, that I'll go over the Parsha and then Vesnaya, I will repeat it a second time. So too over here when it says, V'lishnoisa b'ayayim, it means to repeat the Megillah a second time by day. Rashi says, Evar Parsha Soda Vesnaya, Esayim Parsha Zu, I will finish this Parsha, V'eshnoisa pamshnia, then I'll repeat it over a second time. You see from Rashi that the way to do Maver Sedra is that first you complete the Parsha, and then you go over it a second time. In Simen Reish Pei Hei, in Sifkat and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah brings two dais how to do Maver Sedra. Do you do Pasuk by Pasuk, two times the Mikra, one time the Targum? Or do you do the complete Parsha, two times the Parsha, one time the Targum? This Rashi is Meduyik like the second Sad. I was nesayer to this from the Sefer Emes Liakov on Shulchan Aruch. Rashi says, "V'lishnoisa b'ayoyim zecher l'neis shayuzaya can be made tzarason yoyim v'layla." That the reason why you have to say the Megillah once by night and repeat it again by day is zecher to the neis that they cried out in their days of tzara by day and night. In other words, Rashi's bothered the pasuk that the Gemara brings of Elikai Ekra Yoyim of Eloi San of Eloi Lo Eloi Dumi Oli is talking about what Esther said b'shasta tzara, that she cried out to Hashem by day and by night. So Rashi's bothered. What does that have to do with Kriyas Megillah by day and by night? Says Rashi, because we want to make a zecher for the neis that they cried out in their days of tzara day and night. The question is, why are we making a zecher for this that they cried out by day and by night? Zecher l'neis, l'chayra means make a zecher for the neis, for the Yeshua. What does that have to do with the tefillah on the Eis Tzara? Rab David Elias, the Reish Kailel of Kailel Kesser Torah of Montreal, explains this with the Rambam in his Akdama to the Yad HaChazaka after the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which we mentioned in the first year on Masechta Megillah, that part of what we're making a zecher for in the Megillas Esther is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was karev l'shavoseinu, that Hashem listened to our tefillos k'dei levarchayu l'haloloi u'k'dei l'hoidia l'deiris haboim she'emes ma'shevtichonu b'atayra u'migoy gadol asher lo elokim karevim eilav k'Hashem alekeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. Part of what we're making a zecher for in the Megillah is not just that Hashem saved us, but that Hashem saved us through our tefillah, that we see that it's true what it says in the Torah, that which other nation has that Hashem is so close to their tefillahs, like Hashem, our Eibushter, that listens to us whenever we cry out to Him. So therefore, it's very geshmak that since the za'aka in the times of the tzara is by yoyimu v'alayla, and Hashem answered their tefillahs, so therefore we make the persume nisa, we make the kriyas megillah by day and by night, to show that the tefillahs of day and night were answered. Tosfos says that Oymeri Dafal Gav de Mavarich Zman Balaila Chayzer Mavarich Eisei Bayoim De Iker Persume Nisa Havi Bekriyo De Yamama. Says Taisvis that even though we say Shechyanu at the night laning, we still repeat it again by the day laning because the Iker Persume Nisa is by the day laning. The Rosh explains in Simen Vav that the reason why the Iker Persume Nisa is Bayoim because that's the Zman of Mishta Vesimchu Matonis Av Yodim Mishleach Manais. So in the Zman, when we do the Mitzvah Sayyim, that is the Iker Persume Nisa. So since there's more Persume Nisa by day than by night, so therefore, the day kriya also needs a shachayanu, because there's something more about the day kriya than the night kriya. Also, Tosfos says, since the pasuk that the Gemara brings of Elekai Ekra Yoyim of Leisan of Alayla of Alay Dumi Ali mentions Yoyim before Alayla, so it's mashma that the Iker is the Yoyim. Also, Tosfos says that since the Iker Suda is by day, like the Gemara says later on the Avzayin Amid Beis, that if a person ate the Sudas Purim Balayla, he's not Yaitza. And the Pasuk says, Nizkarim v'nasim v'iskish zechira la'asiyah, like the Gemara said on Daf Beis Amid Beis. So ma ikar asiyah b'yamama av zechira kein. Just like the ikar asiyah of the Suda is by day, so too the ikar zechira is by day, and therefore it warrants a new shachayanu. The Turei Avin over here, and the Neid of Yehuda in Madura Kama, in Erechayim Simimem Aleph, go a step further, and they say that only the Mikra Megillah of day is Midivrei Kabbalah. It's from Megillas Esther. But the Kriyas Halayla, that was a later Takana. That's only Midrabanan. Because the Gemara says on Zayin Amid Beis that the Sudas Purim that you eat at night, you're not Yaitza, because it says Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. And we know Iskish Zechira La'asiyah. So we're Makish Kriyas Megillah to Asiya, to the Suda. So just like the Suda cannot be done by night, so too, Midivrei Kabbalah, from the Pasuk, there's no Mikar to have to do Kriyas Megillah Balayla. That din of Kriyas Megillah Balayla is only Midrabanan. So therefore, that's why you say Anu Shachayanu by day. Because the Mikra Megillah that you did at night was a whole different level. It was only Midrabanan. But the Kriyas Megillah that you're doing by day is the first time that you're being Mekayim, the Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah. So that's why it gets a new Shechayanu. So Tosfos said that the reason why it gets a new Shechayanu is because the Iker Persumei Nisa is by day. Like the Rosh explains, because that's the Zman that you do the Mitzvah Hayoyim. The Turei Avin and the Neid of Yehuda go a step further and they say that the reason why there's a new Shechayanu by day is because it's a whole different Chiyuv. The night laning is only Midrabanan. The day laning is Midivrei Kabbalah. So when we do the day laning, it's the first time that we're doing this Chiyuv this year. So therefore, it gets a Shechayanu. The Turei Avin brings a beautiful Raya that there's a chilik between the day laning and the night laning, that the day laning is Midivrei Kabbalah, whereas the night laning is only Midrabanan. The Mishnah says on the Afchaf Amid Beis that Kol Hayayim Kasher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, V'l'kriyas ha-halel, v'l'tkiyas shayfer, v'l'ntilas lulav, and so on. That the whole day is kosher to lane the Megillah, to lane halel, to blow shayfer, to take lulav. And then the Mishnah says at the end, kol ha-layla kosher l'ktsiras ha-oimer, u'lehektor chalabim ve'ivarim, that the whole night is kosher to cut the oimer, and to burn the fats and the limbs of the karbonis. So the Turei Avin is bothered that why does the Mishnah leave out the kriyas ha-megillah of layla? Why doesn't it say, Kol HaLayla Kosher, L'Kriyas HaMegillah? Says the Turei Avin, a beautiful pshat, that if you look at everything in the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah is only listing things that are Midiraisa. Or, says the Turei Avin, things that are at least Midivrei Kabbalah, because Divrei Kabbalah are Kedivrei Torah. So that's why the Mishnah says, Kriyas HaMegillah of day, and Kriyas HaHalel, he says, that's also Midivrei Kabbalah, Tkiyas Shefer, Netilas Lulav. And then it says, Tfilas HaMusafin and Musafin, even though Tfilas Musif is only Midrabanan, but since the Mishnah is saying Musif, which is Deiraisa, and Tfilas Musif is Keneged Musif, so the Mishnah put that in also. But the Kriyas HaMegillah of Laila is a pure Drabanan, so therefore it has no place in the Mishnah. So the Shita of Tosfos and the Rosh and other Rishonim is that you repeat the Shechayanu by day. However, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel Mehilchus Megillah, says that you only say Shechayanu by the night laning, but you don't repeat it by the day laning. What's the pshat in the Rambam? So the pshat could be that the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph Mehilchus Megillah, that Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano Mitzvah Sasei Midivrei Soifrim Bahadvarim Yiduim Shehita Konas HaNeviim. The Rambam says that Mikra Megillah is a Takonas HaNeviim, and the Rambam is not mechalik between the day Kriya and the night Kriya. So it's meduyik in the Rambam that he holds that even the night Kriya is mitakonas hanaviyim, it's midivrei Kabbalah. So therefore, the Rambam l'shitasei holds that since we already did this mitzvah, midivrei Kabbalah, at night, so therefore there's no new shachayanu by day. And there's also a raya from the Prima Gadim in Simon Tofresh Peizayin and Mishpat Saizov, Sivkot and Aleph, that he also does not differentiate between the day and the night laning if it's Midivrei Kabbalah. Because he says that if Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, then even if a person is an Onus and he can't lane the Megillah on the night of Yud Dalid, it could be that he still cannot lane the Megillah Bein Ashmashis, because if Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, so then you treat it like a Dairaisa, and you don't say Sveikei Lekula. If it's Midrabanan, so you say Safi Drabanan Lekula, so you could be Yaitse Bein Ashmashis. But since it's Midivrei Kabbalah, so it could be that even for a person that's an Onus, he still can't be Yaitse Bein Ashmashis. So you see from the Prima Godim that even the night laning is Midivrei Kabbalah. Lehalacha, the Mechaber Paskins and Timon Simon Tofresh Tzadi Bey Sif Aleph, that Hakadosh HaMegillah Mevarech Lefaneh Shloisha Brachos Al Mikra Megillah V'Sha'asa Nisim V'Shechayonu U'Bayayim Einei Chayzer Mevarech Shechayonu. So the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, that by day you don't repeat the Shechayonu. Hagah, says the Ramah, V'Yesh Oimrim Da'af V'Yayim Mevarech Shechayonu V'Chein Noyagin Mechol Medina Yiseilu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Beis that the first day it holds that you don't repeat a Shechayonu because you already made the Bracha of Shechayonu at night. The second day it holds that no, you repeat the Shechayonu, the Iker Mitzvah's Kriyasa by Yayim Hu. L'chaira, the Mishnah Berurah means like the Turi Evan and the Night of Yehuda, that the reason why the Iker Mitzvah's Kriya is by day is because only the day Kriya is Midivrei Kabbalah, but the night Kriya is Midrabanan, because there's two places in the Sharatzian that the Chavetz Chaim goes with these Paiskim Lahalacha. One place in Simon Tofresh Tzadi Sifkotin Mem Aleph, and also in Simon Tofresh Tzadi Beis Sifkotin Chav Zayin. And Lefizeh, when the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tofresh Tzadi Beis Sifkotin Tez Zayin brings that Kosav HaPrima Godim Sofikim Koras HaMegillah, if a person is not sure whether he lained the Megillah, Efshur Dolei Arminon Bozeh Sveka Drabonon Lekula Mishum Duhu Divrei Kabbalah, that it could be that we don't say Sveka Drabanan Lekula since it's Midivrei Kabbalah, that's only referring to the day laning. But by the night laning, which where the Sharatzian told us that he holds like the Turei Evan and the Night of Yehuda, that that's only Midrabanan, certainly we would say that if a person is not sure whether he lained the Megillah, we would say Sveka Drabanan Lekula and he doesn't have to lane over. Next Inyan. The Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis explains that the reason why you don't lay Megillah on Shabbos, Rabba says, is because Hakol Chayav in Mekriyas Megillah, Vein Hakol Bekiyin B'Mikro Megillah, Gzeira Shema Yitlena B'Yaday V'Yelech Ein Tzalbaki Lilmeid V'Yavireno Arba Amis B'Shos HaRabim V'Haynu Taima D'Shefer V'Haynu Taima D'Lulav. That the reason why you don't lay Megillah on Shabbos is because everyone's Chayav to lay the Megillah, but not everyone is an expert in how to lay the Megillah, so there's a Gzeira that he might take the Megillah in his hand and go to a baki to learn how to lane, and he might carry it for Amis in Rishos HaRabim. And this is also the reason why we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos or take a lulav on Shabbos. So Taisus is bothered, so how come we do Mila on Shabbos? Why don't we have the same Gzeira, Hashem Yavirenu Dalet Amis Rishos HaRabim? Says Taisus, two terutzim. The first answer is that Mila is Chomer, Shekei Nichrasu Aleho Yud Gimel Brises, so we don't want to push off a mitzvah's mila, which is so chomer. Second of all, says Taisus, that a person does not do a bris mila unless he's a baki, because sakana yesh bedavar. So you don't have the gzeira that maybe a person will take the knife to go to learn how to do it, because if he's already holding by doing a mila, which has a sakana, so obviously he's a baki. The Ran, in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chesom and Aleph and Daf Erif, says a third answer, that only by a mitzvah that each individual is chayiv in, so on that we say that everybody is tarud, everyone is busy with the mitzvah, so nobody's going to be there to remind his friend. But by mila, it's only the mayol that's doing it. Nobody else is bahul, nobody else is tarud and has this mitzvah on their mind, so they can be there to remind him not to carry the knife. Lefi the Ran, it's very meduyik, the lashon of Rabba. Rabba says, Hakol chayavin v'kriyas Megillah, Vein Hakol v'kiyin v'mikra Megillah, Gzeira Shema Yitlena b'yaday. Rabba gives a hakdama that everyone's chayiv in kriyas Megillah. It's only because everyone's chayiv, that's why we have this gzeira of Shema Yavirena Dal Ramis v'shus HaRabim. But by an Indian where not everybody's chayiv, it's only one person that has to do it. Over there, we don't have this problem, since everybody else can remind him not to do it. The Sfasemis wants to say a chiddush din lefize, that what would be when Purim falls out on Shabbos, and we're makdim the Kriyas Megillah to Erev Shabbos, and everybody laying the Megillah on Erev Shabbos like they were supposed to, and there's one Yachid that didn't lay the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, so he wants to say that he should be able to lay the Megillah on Shabbos. Because since nobody else is tarud in their mitzvah, he's the only one that has to lay the Megillah today, so everybody else could remind him, so it should be like Mila. But he says that in the Paiskim, it's not mentioned such a halacha. And the Chayr of the Svara is Pashit, that once Chazal were misaken because of Gzeira Shemayavirenu, that the Kriya should not be done on Shabbos, it should be done on Erev Shabbos, so they were Iker, the Zman Kriya, from Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. So now, even if there's an individual that didn't lay it on Erev Shabbos, he still can't lay it on Shabbos, even though in this circumstance, you don't have the Gzeira. Since Chazal were Kedeya, that the Zman Kriya is on Erev Shabbos. There's a fourth answer given, why Chazal did not make a Gzeira Shemayavirenu Dal Ramos Meshos Harabim by Mila on Shabbos, from the Taz in Simen Tov Kuf Peches Sif Katan Hey. The Taz says in Yesod that whenever the Torah says something beferish that it's mutter, Chazal are not going to come and be oiker that kineged the Torah. So he says that since when it comes to Mila on Shabbos, the Gemara Darshins in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph from the Pasuk in Parshas Tazria, that it's Afilu b'Shabbos, that the Torah wrote a special pasuk to teach me that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. So, on something that the Torah said beferish that it's Deicha Shabbos, that you can do it on Shabbos, Chazal are not going to come be oiker that and say not to do it on Shabbos. By Shofar and Lulav, there's no mefurish a pasuk that says blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah even when it falls out on Shabbos, and take a Lulav on Sukkot even when it falls out on Shabbos. It's just the Torah says blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, take a Lulav on Sukkot. And we on our own would say, okay, that includes Shabbos, since there's no malacha involved in Tkiyah Shofar and Netilas Lulav. So then Chazal could come and say, don't blow a shofar, don't take a lulav on Shabbos. But by Mila, where the Torah said beferish that it's Deicha Shabbos, on that Chazal are not going to come make a gzera. And the emes is that this teretz of the Taz is mefurish in the Meiri over here. The Taz was mechavin to Rishonim. May inyan le'inyan ve'oisai inyan. Rabba said that the reason why we don't do Megillah on Shabbos is because of Gzeira Shemayavirenu Dal Ramos Meshos Harabim. Rabbi Yosef gives a different reason. He says, "Mepnei she'inein shel aniyim nesuais b'mikra Megillah." Since the aniyim are looking forward to Mikra Megillah, to getting their matanis le'avyayinim, so therefore we don't do the Megillah on Shabbos, because then they wouldn't be able to get their matanis le'avyayinim with the Kriyas Megillah. So we're makdim the Kriya to Friday so that they could get their matanis le'avyayinim. So Tosfos is bothered. Why is Rabbi Yosef over here giving a new reason why you can't lay the Megillah on Shabbos? After all, isn't Rabbi Yosef maskim to the reason of Rabba when it comes to Shofar and Lulav? Why else don't you take Shofar and Lulav on Shabbos if not for Rabba's reasoning? So if Rabbi Yosef anyway has to agree to Rabba's reasoning, so why does he have to give a new reason over here by Megillah? So Tosfos says that the reason why Rabbi Yosef wanted to add this reason is because there's a nafkamina when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. We know that there's no Shvus by Mikdash, there's no Isurim Drabana when it comes to Mikdash. Still, says Rabbi Yosef, it's usur to lay the Megillah on Shabbos, even in the Beis HaMikdash, because of a neim shalaniyim nesuais b'mikra Megillah. In other words, according to Tosfos, there's an afkamino ledina between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, whether in the Beis HaMikdash they lay the Megillah on Shabbos. According to Rabba, they did, and according to Rabbi Yosef, they didn't. The Avne Miluim in Shuvis in Simen Yud wants to suggest a different reason why over here Rabbi Yosef didn't want to say like Rabba. He brings a Tosfos in Be'ad Af Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel Nigzar, that says that when it comes to a Drabanan, we don't say Gzeira Shemayavirenu Dal Ramos Meshos Harabim. When it comes to a Dairaisa, a person is very bahul. He has this tirda on his mind that he has to do the Dairaisa, so then we're afraid he might go to a Baki to figure out how to do it, because he has this worry on his mind. But by a Drabanan, a person is not so tarud, he's not so worried, like by a Deiraison over there, we're not afraid that he's going to come to carry. Says the Avnei Miluim, that's why Rabbi Yosef didn't want to learn like Rava, because since Mikra Megillah is Drabanan, it's different than Shofar and Lulav. Over there, we don't say that he's so tarud, that he's so worried, that he's going to forget and come to carry for Amos and Rishos HaRabim. So what's the pshat in Rava? Why does Rava say that Megillah is like Shofar and Lulav? Says the Marsham in Chelek Ches, Simen Ein Reish Hei, that Lefi what the Taz says in Simen Tof Reish Pei Zayin Sivkat and Beis, that Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah are Kedivrei Torah. So therefore a person is Tarud when it comes to Megillah, just like by Shofar and Lulav, because it's Kedivrei Torah. Aye, the Marsham is Ma'irer, that the Turei Even says that that's only by the Day Kriya, but the Night Kriya is not Midivrei Kabbalah. It's only Midrabanan. So then, Hadra Kusha L'duchta, so why don't we at least do the Night Kriya on Shabbos? Because there's no Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shos HaRabim. On that, we can answer that since the Day Kriya, Chazal are pushing off to Friday because of Gzeira Shema Yavirenu, because that is Divrei Kabbalah, so they didn't split the Night Kriya from the Day Kriya. Once the Day Kriya is going back to Friday, so the Night Kriya goes along with it. Like the Lashon of Rabbi Shua ben Levi on Amud Aleph, Chayev Adam Likreis Tzitzah Megillah Balaylov in the Shnoisa Bayayim. The Chiyav is to lane it at night and to repeat it by day. The two lanings go hand in hand. It's a repetition of what we did at night that we do by day. The Kriyas HaLaylo doesn't go by itself. It doesn't stand on its own 2 feet. It goes together, it goes Bahadi, the Kriyas Hayayim. So once we're pushing back the Kriyas Hayayim to Friday, so the Kriyas HaLaila also goes back to Friday along with the Kriyas Hayayim. And a raya to this Yisoid is from the Ran on the Aleph Amad Aleph Bedape Arif. The Ran is bothered in the halacha of Kfarim Akdim L'Yem HaKnisa, that when the Kfarim come in anyway on the Yem HaKnisa, the lane over there in the cities, he says that's very good about the day laning, because they would come in by day. But what about the night laning? Says the Ran in one Mahalach that the night laning they would lane by themselves, biyachidus, in the Kfarim, and the next day they would lane in the Ayares ba'asara. So one may ask on the Ran, if they're anyway laning it at night in the Kfarim biyachidus, so why are they laning it on the Yom HaKnisa? Why don't they lane it on the night of Purim? The day laning, there's a point in them laning early because that's the day they come into the cities. And we don't want to have to make them come in special on Purim again. But the night laning, they're anyway laning in their cities, b'yachidus. So let them lane it in the proper time on the night of the 14th. But you see from the Ran, no, that they lane it on the night of the Yom HaKnisa. So you see from the Ran, this Yisoid, that the night and day laning go hand in hand. And once the day laning is being done early, so the night laning goes along with that. To summarize, Tosfos says that the reason why Rabbi Yosef gave a different reason by Megillah, why we don't lane it on Shabbos, because of a Neim Shel Aniyim Nesuos B'Mikra Megillah, and it wasn't sufficient with Rabbah's reasoning of Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Ramis B'Shos HaRabim, although Rabbi Yosef has to agree to that logic when it comes to Shofar and Lulav. Says Tosfos, the pshat is because Rabbi Yosef wanted to aser it even in the Mikdash. There's no shvus ba Mikdash, so Rabbah's reasoning would not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along Rabbi Yosef's reason and makes it aser even in the Beis HaMikdash. The Avnei Miluim suggests a different answer why Rabbi Yosef didn't want to say like Rabbah, because since Megillah is Midrabanan, by a Drabanan, we don't say Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, because a person is not so bohul, he's not so worried about the mitzvah like by a deraisa, and over there we're not afraid of Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu. So why does Rabbah argue? The Marsham says, because since Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah are Kedivrei Torah, so it's not a regular Drabanan, Rabbah holds. And therefore, even over there, you have the Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu like Shofar and Lulav. I, the Turei Even and the Night of Yehuda say that it's only the day laning that's Midivrei Kabbalah, but the night laning is Midrabanon. So at least the night laning, let Rabbah agree that you should be able to do it even on Shabbos.
The answer is that the night laning and the day laning go hand in hand. Like Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Chayiv Adam Likreis HaSamagila B'Layla V'Lishnoisa B'Yoyim. The day laning is a repetition of the night laning. The two lanings work together, and once the day laning is being pushed back to Friday, so too the night laning goes along with that. And the proof to that is from the Ran that says that when the Kfarim are Makdim, the day laning to the Yom HaKnisa, the night laning also is done on the Yom HaKnisa B'Yechidus, on the night of the Yom HaKnisa, and not done on the night of Purim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.